an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default. Libby Lewis, CNN, Washington.
There was an emotional moment before the House voted on the debt deal. Republicans and Democrats cheered as Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords returned for the first time since she was shot in the head in January. Tropical Storm Emily could be near Florida by the weekend. CNN's Rob Marciano tells us where the storm is now.
It's about 250 miles to the southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. So it's banging around a little bit the northern northeastern Caribbean islands. But the winds are right now only 40 miles an hour. So just barely a tropical storm.
It is hot and dry in Texas, and there's no end in sight.
It's the worst drought in history across the state of Texas.
Matt Mosier of the National Weather Service's Dallas should reach 100 degrees for the 32nd straight day. There are excessive heat warnings all over the South and Central Plains. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is expected to walk out of prison a free man today. He served 14 months of a five-year sentence for violating probation in an obstruction of justice case that was related to his cover-up of an extramarital affair. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That will free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
The Honda Civic has just taken a tumble. The Civic is the latest vehicle with near-perfect press quality rankings spanning many years to hit a speed bump. Consumer Reports says it is not including the 2012 Civic on its recommended list and goes on to explain the new Civic scored poorly in road tests and now ranks near the bottom of its category. Throughout the day today, auto companies, including Honda, will report their U.S. sales for the month of July. Edmunds.com predicts a small 2% uptick from sales in July 2010. And ahead of Wall Street's opening bell, we get the June readings of personal income and spending. You're never too young to get a tablet, apparently. Fresh off of LeapFrog's launch of a $99 Leap pad aimed at 4- to 9-year-olds, Amazon is prepping the Vinci, an almost $400 7-inch touchpad aimed at toddlers and young children. Stock futures down. S&P futures losing 6, Asian markets down, European markets slipping. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now, because you won't find better quality in a pre-engineered steel building. And we're offering rebates up to $20,000 to help you build today. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And the rebate of up to $20,000 is money that can go right to your bottom line. General Steel, your best option to build, and we will not be undersold. You could spend thousands more than you should on a new building, but you won't beat the quality of General Steel. So if you're thinking about building, call General Steel right now for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-96-STEEL. Learn how to save even more with rebates up to $20,000. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-967-8335.
Who has the best back-to-school event in the business?
Depot does!
Office Depot announces even lower prices on 75 top back-to-school items, plus weekly specials you won't believe. Get a free backpack with lunch tote with any $15 purchase. That's a $19.99 backpack with lunch tote free. It's the back-to-school event at Office Depot. Don't be late. Expires 8/6, limit 1. Valid in store only.
You've given many gifts to your family for birthdays, holidays, and anniversaries. But the most selfless gift can't be wrapped in a package. Life insurance from New York Life helps guarantee your family's future will be protected financially. And it matters who stands behind that guarantee. New York Life Insurance Company has over 165 years of experience and continues to have superior ratings for financial strength. Contact your local New York.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. You'll have to excuse our slight delay this morning, but we are on, we are with you, and we are happy to do so. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And what a day it's going to be. Obviously, as we begin the day anew, and I understand that a great many of you are going to be amazingly disappointed over the debt ceiling and what is surely going to be a debate this morning in the Senate, but we all know what the outcome is going to be. And don't fool yourself into thinking that there's any chance at all that the Senate will stop this debt limit bill from moving forward. It's going to happen. I mean, that's just a simple truth. And so to paint it as being something it's not would be disingenuous of me today. And certainly if you want to call and express your frustration and anger and disappointment, feel free to do that. But let me ask you a simple question before we move forward. And anybody who listened to the show yesterday knows that I'm not happy. What good does it do us? What good does it do us to grumble about it from this point forward? Are we going to mire ourselves in that disappointment and refuse to move forward? Are we going to take this and allow us ourselves to use this as energy and fuel to defeat the Tea Party people in 2012? That doesn't mean that we can't have victories between now and the 2012 election. It doesn't mean that we can't reach out to our neighbors and our friends and open their eyes to the reality that what the Tea Party wants is not what this country wants. We can, with facts. With facts, ladies and gentlemen, we can definitively go forward and educate people as to what the real agenda of the Tea Party is. Now, we have been talking quite thoroughly.